I sit here now, you might be able to hear it. The rain is coming. A storm is here. And I watch from my window the flowers, the little green beings in the gardens. There's nothing for them to do when this all comes but just stand. And sometimes the rain that comes, it's soothing and nourishing and cleansing and welcome. But sometimes it lashes. It does harm. It bends them over. Sometimes it breaks them. But nature knows that in the face of this greater momentum, there is nothing to do but surrender. Masters, we're in a corner now, aren't we? You're in a corner. With something that's arising. Oh boy, something that we've been avoiding. This has been going on for quite a while, meaning this process of knowing that we've got to deal with our stuff, and we've got to look at our stuff, and we've got to clear and purify and alchemize. And for the most part, we've been doing wonderfully well, even if we have to be dragged, kicking and screaming, to the realizations and the ownership and the looking clearly, looking deeply, looking at what is, and also keeping that eye on what also is, let's say, on higher levels, where you exist on higher levels, more expanded levels. It's such tremendous work that we've been doing. But there's something, probably for all of us, there's something, that we've been managing to avoid, as we go along these last few years. Wow, I was close. I almost had to actually deal with that. And you managed to slide it off to the side again. Ooh, here it comes around again. Ooh, gosh, that was a close one. Ooh, had to maybe acknowledge it a tiny bit. Ooh, it arose a little bit in my body. Ooh, almost had to have that conversation, but I managed to slide around it again. And on it has gone, yes? You know. And we've said it before. You can run, but you can't hide. We know it. We've said it before. All of that distortion that was wired into our neural nets and our nervous systems, that was pressed into us through trauma, ours, then some of it not ours. Through distortion and misperception, fear and withholding, we've known that it all has to go. It all has to be alchemized, purified, upleveled, released, dissolved. And on some levels that means, at least in part, faced, owned, articulated, clarified. And now, for a lot of us, it is here. It has you backed into a corner in some area of your life. For some, it is in your body. For some, it is in your home, in your relationships. For some, it is between the proverbial ears. Thoughts and beliefs. But right now, right now, to the inner child that's actually terrified to have to face this and really look at what's going on and be in the fear, the not knowing. Perhaps just for now, rather than saying, well, you must do something and do the difficult thing. Well, I'm just going to close the door. This is great, and we have full-on pathetic fallacy happening here while we're talking about this. What if we said that just for now, in this part of that process, what if we say that all that is required now is that you just surrender? That in this moment right now, it's okay, you don't have to have that difficult conversation. You don't have to break things apart or blow things sky high. You don't have to make out your will or look at the worst case scenario. What if we say that just for now? Just surrender. Let it submerge you. There's an acceptance just there, just with that. You begin to shift the energetic bundle just with that. And even if it is a very quiet, a whisper of acknowledgement in your own purest heart, in your own quiet mind, And what if we just let that be enough, just for now? Yes, it is coming. How do I know this? Because it is almost, let us say, the physics of ascension. You are a part of this greater momentum of ascension, that is to say, this energetic movement. These frequency bandwidths that are rising, that are accelerating and expanding and literally increasing their spin, let's say, from a cellular level, from the level of atomic particles. You are a part of this momentum, and therefore any energy bundles that are still pinging around at lower frequency bandwidths, at lower expressions, holding patterns of density, distortion, contraction, they are simply not a vibrational match to you. You, the real you, the true you, the light of you, the consciousness of you, the awareness of you, the magical, powerful frequency and light configuration that is you. It is just not a match. There is no punishment here. There is no judgment here. And from that perspective, do you see, it's just funny, really, that we would look at something like a small distortion pattern, a little bundle, a miscreation, let us say, held in our body, held in the emotional body. When we connect to that greater aspect of who we really are and what we really are, beyond this little, tiny little anchor point of this human incarnation, it does seem a little silly, relatively, that we have spent time in these last few years dodging and weaving and bobbing and playing hide and seek, doing the little avoidant soft shoe with this one issue. So there is surrender, perhaps, on two levels. There is the surrender wherein the human aspects finally just stop and stand or sink down and acknowledge. See it, speak it, feel it, whatever that looks like for you. And then there is a deeper surrender. Into the greater container of energy and love and support that is you at the highest levels. Yes. Cleansing rain right now, even if in this moment that you are listening to this, right now, in my eternal now moment. Oh, the rains are pouring down for us. Surrender. Soften around the edges of this. Know that you are a part of a greater momentum. We do not know how this is going to look for the human aspect. In part because we are still free to continue to attempt to resist and avoid. But increasingly, the consequences of doing that are going to become more and more uncomfortable. It is an energy bundle that wants to be freed. It wants to be perceived differently. It wants to be liberated from that current configuration of density. It wants to be free to express differently, to move differently, whether it is a maladaptive energy bundle in the body creating discord, damage, ill health, or whether it is a pattern in relationship or an emotional response pattern. Whatever it might be, it is an energy bundle that longs to be free. The body wants a free flow of energy, fluids, information. Now is the time to just surrender and let that be enough. This momentum of expansion and ascension will bring to you the opportunities to realign. Speak, acknowledge, clarify, choose differently, whatever that looks like. It is okay. If it is grief or sadness, anger, intensity, whatever it is, let the human aspect have its process. You can trust the greater momentum of which you are a part. And just feel now, there are those in this group. There are those in our group who are on the other side of this, let's say. And they are holding the frequencies, the patterns, and the configurations of resolution, of the clarity, the spaciousness, the flow, and the ease on the other side of this. Blessing them right now because they are holding those frequencies for us. I dwell in the realm of solutions. I create in the realm of solutions. I call forth from the realms of the miraculous. I do not know how this is going to go for the human aspect. But you, Master, you are a being, you are a configuration of purest light, of expanded awareness and consciousness, of eternal vibration and potential. Surrender to that. Mm-hmm.